Welcome to the world of Michael Zavala.
Hello.
Zavala.
Celebrating 15 years of MC.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
You're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
I've been trying to figure out what I hate more than the time change.
I don't mind this one. When it happens, I don't mind this one.
Clark's sex life.
No, at least that's entertaining.
Oh.
The lack thereof, I'm saying. I think I would rather watch Zack Snyder's Justice League Snyder Cut than change the time twice a year. I hate the fall back because, yeah, you get an extra hour, but I usually end up staying up and wasting that extra hour. So I'm going to bed at the same time I normally would, but I'm waking up earlier. Mm-hmm. So I don't actually get the sleep that I'm supposed to get.
I definitely got sleep. Well, nobody's asking you to change the world with that one extra hour at 2 a.m.
That's the whole point of it. The whole point is so they change the world, that the farmers can wake up and have 20 minutes of extra daylight to see if there's a worm in the corn.
It doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah. All the farmers are super excited this morning.
Shout out to the service industry people. That's the extra hour of making money on that night.
You know, I don't think that I've ever stayed out at 3 a.m.
I did it a couple times.
I have.
I also got paid for that extra hour.
I was
in New York.
Well, yeah, but I mean on fall back day.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever done that. I think I've tried. That was my intention. But like 2:30, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go home. Now I'm going to be super tired for a month. Thank God I got my pumpkin latte, whatever. I've got here. Debuted my new brunch fit.
Oh God,
is that a new like Fitbit?
No,
it's my basic brunch fit.
It's his outfit of the day.
Yeah.
Oh.
My OOTD.
OOTD. When I first saw you, I thought, what part of the lineup are you in Lilith Fair this year?
The what?
Yeah, you did have a Lilith Fair look.
Yeah.
No, you said something else. It was something that you...
I said,
what'd you think about my brunch fit?
Well, first of all, I thought you were... you looked like you were a spy versus spy when you had the mask on.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of the skinny legs?
It's everything.
We went to brunch.
It was your stupid hat.
Do you like my fedora?
No, yeah, you know what?
Does it make me look like a pompous artist?
No,
douchebag?
When I see that hat, I have to ask, did it come with a free bowl of soup?
What? I don't get the reference.
I don't either.
I'm too young.
That's a Caddyshack reference.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, don't worry. It looks good on you.
Thank you. No, we went to brunch today as a show, which I don't know that we've ever really done that. But we
probably
did because...
not this iteration of the show.
But we did it because it's Spider's birthday today. So happy birthday, Spider.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yes. And so we went out to brunch and I decided I've been... promoting. What's the other word I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. I've been...
Warning us?
I don't know if warning's too strong of a word.
Forecasting?
I've been promoing, something to that. I've been advertising, something to that effect. You can fill in your own word there. But I've been talking about this outfit that I'm putting together. In my head, I had it all put together. I'm going to wear these little boots that I bought like 10 years ago that cost me $30.
They have little boots.
They're little boots. They make my feet, which are already small, look even smaller. It looks like a toddler boot. That's why I only wore them one time. You know, normally most shoes and things kind of like they're long in the front, so they kind of give you the illusion that you've got a bigger foot than what you really have. These do not. These make it look very small and like I look like Sonic the Hedgehog. So I had those boots, and then I wore these yoga pants. I don't know if you can see on camera. Let me stand up. They're very nice.
You were just a shadow in there. Mm-hmm.
Very nice yoga pants. You can do a lot of stretches at them.
Jesus.
And that's what I like about it. I think I bought these yoga pants too big, though, because They're kind of baggy and they keep sliding down.
That's
and they're
so
too
you can
long.
Do yoga in them.
Yeah, but I think they're supposed to be form fitting. These are
they're also too, ladies.
I feel like fat bastard after he lost weight. So, but I bought a medium thinking because I thought the small would be too small.
You how much do you weigh?
Don't worry about it.
No. How much do
you
weigh?
A bold claim this morning.
Well, that was yesterday. I don't know what today is. I just had brunch.
Yeah. Okay, but how much did you weigh yesterday?
Somewhere around 110, something like that.
Okay, get with you weighing a buck 10. You should never be buying anything medium.
Oh. Yeah. But these are women's pants, is what I'm saying.
Even women, even then,
a small petite woman is like 89, 90 pounds. So I'm thinking that's too small for me. So I got a medium thinking
that's not petite. That's like dying.
I don't know what petite is then. What's petite?
Smaller than petite. I don't know. 89.
Clark said
89, 90 pounds.
He was getting a little
pounds.
Hot and bothered during brunch because I looked like his ex-girlfriend is what he said.
Oh, wow.
You did.
You did say
yeah.
Not the hot and bothered part.
Yeah, he started sweating.
He was like,
you dress like my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And then I have an inspector. So it's black. Yoga pants and black little tiny boots.
Little booties.
Yeah, little booties.
And your thumb, and your
and then if we got a black fedora hat.
Yeah, you look like Blossom.
I do look like Blossom. And I put on a white to balance out the black. I put on a white Inspector Gadget t-shirt from Retro Kid. Mm-hmm. And then I have a black denim jacket with a hood to complete the ensemble.
Is it denim?
Yeah.
Like when I saw you, I was just like, you just need a shirt that says live, laugh, love.
That's what we're going to post on Instagram this week. Yeah. Avocado toast, please. Live, laugh, brunch. That's going to be the photo. Eric and I took some photos, or he took photos of me in front of Starbucks this morning. So it'll be great. You'll get to see that on mznow.tv or our Instagram or something.
What's going to be your Karen name? What's your Karen name?
Rebecca.
Oh,
I feel like I'm a Rebecca.
Get a picture of this, Eric.
Look like it.
Get a picture of what this. What's him drinking that Starbucks?
Well, we already have photos like that.
Photos,
yeah. You definitely need a holiday cup.
It just looks, I mean, like in person as you drink.
I feel like when I was looking at myself in the mirror in the elevators on the way up here, I thought to myself, I look like some sort of an artist. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be bothered. Don't bother me.
No, you know, you look like an artist trying to look like an artist.
Right.
Yeah.
And then people ask me what I do, and I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. I just do my art. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you do exactly? What's your art? Oh, I do 40 lines this way, 40 lines that way. I do a little bit of this and that. So what exactly do you do? Well, I don't know how detailed you want me to get into it. That was Julie from 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I still don't know what she does for the United States Postal Service, by the way.
Sort mail?
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get out of her. I couldn't figure that out.
That sounds exactly what it...
But then I asked, well, what about the packages that you're, you know, if it says fragile, mm-hmm. do you still throw the boxes? Because she was talking about how she throws boxes at different places. And then she's like, oh, no, you're talking about, oh, no, that's totally different. So what do you mean? So like, what else do you do at the United States Postal Service? Do you just handle the mail or what else do you do? I got some reverb going on here. There it is. But I still to this day don't know what she does. She didn't make it any clearer when we probed either. And Eric had to run at it. Like I've never seen Eric always leaves right before like as soon as the mics turn off. Mm-hmm. But he was gone before the mics even shut off. And I didn't know why.
I was trying to.
And he said
we all cleared out pretty quick.
Really quick. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to go return my Jason Voorhees mask. The Spirit before they closed.
Did you really?
No, I didn't. No, but I did have to disinfect it. I got some bleach.
Oh, because Julie wore it.
Yeah, I don't know why she did that. Why would you touch someone's mask of all things?
Do you think she's the cleanest person you've ever met?
No, she's the dirtiest person
right.
I've ever met.
So she's not thinking about stuff like that?
Yeah, and then on top of that, I was the winner of the game. Naturally.
Yeah.
Well,
he wrote the naturally. Game.
But she decided to kiss me. Out of everybody, I'm like, I'm the winner
Good.
Here.
Well, you're safe.
Good.
So she I don't know if she really kissed me, but she got close to my headphone on the left side. Well, she was I don't know where she got this alcohol from or
yeah, that's the other thing.
Because she walked out here with a beer.
Right. There is when I got her from her car, because we were trying to sneak her in the building so that Clark and Spider wouldn't know that she was here. Because I'm sure they knew it was either probably Julie or Lady G.
Just whenever 7 Seconds in Hell came up, I was like, Julie or Lady G. That's all I was like, who's coming out?
That's exactly what I thought.
So which one were you hoping would come out?
I was hoping it was Lady G.
She already came out.
True.
But the thing with Lady G is that was our first thought. But she'll tell you yes and then not show up.
And I've already made out with her before.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have video of that. We'll play it. It's a Christmas classic. We'll replay it for our Christmas special, maybe. It's like It's a Wonderful Life, you know, Home Alone, and then Spider making out with Lady G under the mistletoe.
Oh.
It's Christmas classics. But so Julie comes out. When I get her from the car, she doesn't have, I think she has like a shirt. Like she wasn't wearing that beater. She was wearing an actual shirt.
Yeah, but you know her. She always turns up in the studio in the same thing.
But I thought she had another shirt with her, so I thought, oh, she's going to change from her work shirt into, you know, this shirt to be somewhat presentable on camera. Nope. I don't know where that other shirt went. She definitely didn't have a bottle of any kind of alcohol when I got her that I could see. And then Eric moves her at another point.
Yeah.
You didn't see anything, right?
She was sober, no bottle, looked homeless, which I was expecting that.
Right. Smelled homeless.
Yeah, talked homeless, everything.
Talked homeless?
Talked homeless.
Like she had the homeless lingo down?
Yes. And also, the mannerisms.
No. I want to just give us 30 seconds of homeless.
I don't know about 30 seconds.
Seconds of can homeless lingo.
Can you give us 30 minutes of a date?
No.
No, I don't know. Just like, anyway, so I brought her up here and brought her to, Clark got quiet after I said that.
Diffused of his
point
like,
made.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear some homeless lingo.
I don't know. Like,
it's like this.
Hey, you got a secret? Like no pronunciation.
Too low.
Loud. Doesn't even, you know, your
makes no sense.
You're
just rambling.
Your radius of your self space is violated. Mm-hmm. They get really close to you. Just too much. Mm-hmm. So I brought her up here to this room, right? Fine. She was like, you know, coherent, very behaved.
We told her to be, quiet because she's in the room next door.
And she was even like, you know, like whispering, like, you know, stepping very lightly. And everything.
By the way, she was excited for the bit. Like, she understood what the bit was, and she knew what she was supposed to do, and okay, it's great. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got it.
Did she think we were going to be excited to see her?
No.
Okay, good.
She wasn't excited to see you, to be honest with you.
Good.
Yeah. She's like, do I really have to make out with him? I'm like, we'll just play it by ear.
Hey, trust.
It's show business.
And that was just,
as real as Cheaters.
That was good on both sides, on everybody's side. Nobody wanted to kiss anybody.
There
so
was no consent anywhere in the room.
Good.
Are you drunk?
Me? No, Clark's I didn't have a single drink. Dude.
Really?
Yeah.
You're talking like...
He's got the itis.
Oh, okay. I was
He had that butt on
No, I feel, no, I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm just watching the Cowboys get blown out 30 to nothing.
Yeah. So it makes him slur his words.
He's in a sugar high.
I'm all
sad. He had a sugar stroke.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
Clark, after we ordered everything on the menu, Clark decided, hey, I'm going to have dessert.
I did.
I thought so he got a Butterfinger cake.
I did. No, icebox pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a cake.
An icebox pie.
I was like, wait a minute.
I know. I had to think about it, too.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes. I was like, Clark is so nice getting a cake for Spider, his friend.
Yeah.
No.
And Clark says this. I'm like, I thought you were working out and stuff, trying to stay fit. And he goes, listen, dude. He gets all defensive. I run 2 miles a day.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'm basically Michael effing Phelps here.
Right.
I can eat whatever I want. I basically starve myself during the week.
Like, well, you know what? Like we're out to eat. I don't ever really get to go out to eat.
But he works at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't eat at the restaurant. And what I do I am. But what I'm allowed to eat
like
is
Salt
just
Bay?
Something that it's just something small and manageable. I don't get to sit down and eat a meal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You almost have the Matthew McConaughey
draw.
Yeah, draw.
Without the little teeth whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's more like Dazed and Confused, though.
Yeah.
Cool. Uh-huh.
He is definitely Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Clark is
definitely... One thing about Clark, like about high school girls is...
One thing I like about 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
I keep getting older, and they keep staying the same age.
Do that, Clark.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah, do it. You're in the perfect mind headspace yeah. right now to do this.
Dude, 30 seconds. Come on, 30 seconds. Come on.
Nah.
30 seconds.
Nah.
30 nah. seconds of doing this, we and you don't have to do 30 minutes on a day.
We did have second dessert. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like, yeah. Third dessert. Yeah. I forgot.
They're like
they
hobbits.
Brought me something, too.
Yeah, that was the funny thing because it was just like, I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. So I ordered the dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Cosmo Joe's brother comes up to the table and he's like, hey, can we get you something for your birthday?
Space Sam is his name.
And you said no.
I was like, no, man.
He said no, I didn't want it. And he's
Clark just ordered something.
He said that. And he's like, oh, well, we'll just take care of that. And I was like, oh, wow, awesome. So I'm going to get his free dessert.
Yeah.
Cool. Whatever. And so then I'm sitting there eating it. And then here comes, after we finish that off.
Fried pie here and comes some ice cream crap with a candle.
Wow. Yeah, we'd already paid out and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some. A lot of food.
It was good. I like that place. Good. I don't know that I've been there since the day I broke my leg.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been in, but I've been up there and picked up food a couple
times. No, I've been there since I broke my leg. I went there with Alex one time.
I'm on the border if I like it or not. Because they didn't have regular...
Well, you didn't have great service.
Regular yellow mustard.
We know what to get him for his birthday.
Yeah, so what was the debate on service?
I thought it was great.
I think Eric asked this question. Eric asked, and I thought it was...
It's a good question. Yeah.
He said... would we finish the Julie thing, by the way?
Oh,
I was
no.
done with that before we started.
The Julie thing... The ending of that segment, and I'll get to this thing we talked about at brunch... was that Eric was so disgusted with Julie's smell of cigarettes and alcohol.
Well, it wasn't that I was disgusted. It was the fact that she got close to me. I didn't know she was drunk. No, it wasn't because she walked out here with a beer, right?
When he said, ooh, girl, you're drunk, that was real.
Yeah, like, because I had no clue, whatever. So she had the beer, and I'm looking at the beer, I'm like, no, this is not the smell of a beer.
Of one
beer. Like one or two beers. No, this is like straight up
vodka.
Alcohol,
yeah.
Like liquor of some sort. I don't know where she got it from, but she got this close to me, I kind of went like this. She was radiating so much alcohol that when I breathed in, and I was trying not to breathe in because I was trying not to get COVID or whatever she had. So when I breathed in a little bit, it was so strong that after that, during the whole show, and then when I got home, I had acid reflux.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach was so upset that I had to go home and take an Alka-Seltzer.
She made you physically ill.
Physically sick, yeah.
Physically, yeah, I was so sick.
I'm glad I put the chair down there then.
Yeah. That was a good call.
That was strategic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so the question at brunch was, who gives the better service? And we're talking about in a restaurant fashion, by the way.
Oh, does it matter though?
Yeah, of course it does.
Like when you're getting the oil change.
We had a straight server and a gay server,
mm-hmm.
and the straight server I felt was giving us better service than the gay server.
It wasn't really.
So
he wasn't really our server.
Right.
He was just a friend.
He just did it from the kindness of his heart. We didn't even tip him.
And
I would say, based on my experience, now this is my truth,
mm-hmm.
I think the straight guy won on the service department in this case.
I don't know.
I think the gay guy had too many keys in his earring to really help us. The good thing is you could hear the keys dangling when he was coming closer to the table, so you knew that he was about there somewhere. Oh, they're testing a fire alarm system.
Damn it.
We had to evacuate.
I'm going
to
evacuate because that means Julie's in.
You know,
this is going to suck for a minute.
That's a key indicator to stop this conversation.
Why?
Did we get an email about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why everyone was down. So that's why the security guy, when I came in this morning, I'm like, they're making you work on a Sunday? Mm-hmm. He's trying to get that overtime he said for Christmas. But anyway, Eric, what would you say? Who gave you the better service?
No, I think it was.
Who serviced you better? That's the question.
Okay, when it comes to being serviced in a restaurant.
No, I'm talking about today, right now.
Oh, yeah.
What we had.
Yeah, today. Yeah, no.
Who serviced you better?
Spaceman
Sam?
I think they both each had individual qualities.
Or the key maker.
That I liked. I have to say I am biased because the true waiter was a friend of mine from like, you know, high school.
He didn't remember you.
He did.
Yeah, he's the one that saw Eric.
Yeah. And so, But so, okay, anyway, so in my friend's defense, and I do like Space Sam. Mm-hmm. So like
Spaceman Sam.
Yeah, Spaceman Sam. He's very different than his brother, which I was surprised that they were related.
He looks like the dude from Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
What Sean, whatever his name is, the actor.
Sean William Scott.
Yeah, he looks like Sean William Scott.
Or the guy from Wayne's World, the blonde hair.
Garth?
Yeah.
Dana Carvey?
He does not look like Dana Carvey.
Kidding. No, yeah. He doesn't.
The turtle man?
No, he doesn't.
What was the phrase?
Am I turtly enough for the turtle yeah, club?
Yeah. Like, turtly enough for the turtle club?
No, I think...
I said he looks like this very dashing, you know, Hollywood actor that was in these teen comedy movies. And Eric says he looks like Dana Carvey and Masters of Disguise.
And he doesn't look like any of them.
Totally enough for the turtle club. Well,
it doesn't matter how he looks, okay? He was very polite. He was very attentive. But he wasn't our waiter. But the thing of it is that he didn't have any tables.
Right.
He was there. He's
he did. But he had a bunch of underage people that weren't drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the problem.
Oh.
So he didn't really have anything. Because
he
do.
Was all, I know when he came, he said, like, oh, I thought it was going to be busier than this. Like, you know, whatever. But my friend had, he had a lot of tables and he was running back and forth. But I thought they both did good. Yeah. So,
like, nice I said, tag team.
What I liked about it was the keys on his ear. Now, this guy had literal house keys dangling from his ears.
So he wouldn't forget them.
Yeah. Well, that, and you could hear the keys ringing when you knew he was getting close to the table. So I'm like, oh, he's coming back.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah, it was a very...
I think all servers should wear like a little bell or something.
Like a cowbell.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's coming. Oh, yeah. I need yellow mustard.
Get your stuff together. Yeah, like you get everyone at the table like, hey, didn't you say you wanted this? What else you want? Okay, I hear the waiter coming.
Mm-hmm.
I would quit.
What?
I would quit immediately.
Why?
What if I just raised
Make
the flag?
Make us wear a bell.
I'm going to bring my own flag to
We wore a mask for 18 months. Now they're making us wear a bell.
Yeah, but it's around your... It's a collar. It'd be like a necklace
exactly.
or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
But it has to be very distinct. Like
Jesus Christ, why don't we just put a chain on the collar and we'll just turn it into some weird restaurant dom themed...
Oh, I like that.
I'm opening one in Deep Ellum.
Yeah. I'm a secret investor.
Not if you tell everybody on our podcast. Now about like, you know... 700 people in the Philippines now.
That's right.
Scheme.
That's where we're opening up our second location. Mm-hmm. But no, what if I just brought a flag to different restaurants and raised it when I needed something like ponchos? It
depends what kind
of
flag. But
they don't even have the flag.
It'd be a Confederate flag, so it draws attention.
Okay. There would probably be some restaurants you could get service at.
Let me guess what color are the furniture in that restaurant.
would your flag be country themed with the restaurant?
No, I'd only have one flag.
Like you go in the McDonald's with an American flag?
No, maybe like a little, like a skull and crossbone flag.
A pirate.
A little pirate flag.
What do they call
it? Like
that?
I'm here to get the booty.
Yeah.
What do they call that? The Jolly Roger?
What?
Something like that.
That's actually the name of our restaurant, Eric's and I's restaurant. I'm here to get the booty. Mm-hmm. And then we make our servers wear spiked chain collars with little bells on them. You down?
I'll just be a manager. Not
we're
going
to have to check your credit score, though. I don't know if that's going to work out too well for you.
MZ Now.
Yo, what's up? Jamie Kennedy and Michael Travolta will be right back.
Online at mznow.tv.
Tired of getting lost? You'll never need directions again with the Dexter Morgan GPS.
I'll be your dark passenger for today.
With killer features like state-of-the-art turn-by-turn directions.
Turn left here.
Interactive touchscreen.
Keep your eyes off me and on the road.
And intelligent routing and rerouting.
If you want to live a little longer, do exactly as I say.
Powered by next-gen technology.
Programmed with Harry's code.
The Dexter Morgan GPS. It's the last GPS you will ever need.
We're here. You've reached your final destination.
You'll know it's time to turn the dial when you hear this sound.
Well, I don't know. If naked women are involved, Jesus. I don't know if I'll
no,
be...
No, no. It's a men's strip club.
Well, never mind. Well, I mean, I'd still be distracted just because it's something to take in, but, you know.
Right. How much of it can you take
in? Any kind of
This is MZ Now.
This is MZ Now.
Hey, this is Louie Anderson. You're listening to Michael Zavala. Try to spell that name, huh?
Online at mznow.tv.
What I like is there's no fire alarm speaker in my studio.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if there's a fire in the building, I'm dead. Like during a show. And if I'm not here, then spiders die.
I'll be all right.
You're not going to jump out this window?
I could. I don't think I could break through the window, though.
Oh, really?
I fell into the window the other day, and it didn't break.
Yeah.
Did you fall into it with your leg?
No.
Yeah, you would have to go leg first.
Yeah. So I guess at some point during the show, the fire alarm's going to go off.
Okay. Maybe.
But hopefully. It might just be on your mics because it's not going off here. Like, well, I couldn't hear the announcement.
It never does inside of the room anyway.
Oh, it's in the hallway? Oh, okay. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It will flash, though, and it is blinding.
What about, when the guy was talking, where did you guys hear it? Was that in the room?
No, it was in the room.
Okay.
I think that's what the little orange things are, speakers.
I don't have one in here. Yeah.
You do?
I do, but I couldn't hear him. I mean, I could hear him after you guys yanked your headphones off, and then... I stopped talking, but...
I thought someone would come in the room, and I was getting ready to fight.
I thought someone was in the hallway. I was like, how'd they get in here?
Well, yeah, especially right now, we have a security... We could have really used that security guy last week, or 2 weeks ago.
What?
Anytime Julie's here, we don't have security. And then, when she's not here, all of a sudden, there's a plethora of armed men around the building.
Maybe they know she's coming and they can't get the shift covered because everybody doesn't want to be here.
Or she causes so much damage that the next few weeks after she leaves, they're like, we got to have, you know, the National Guard here.
Did you see all the new signs on the doors?
Yeah, you can't bring guns in anymore, apparently.
No concealed guns, no open carry guns.
That's why I stopped working out.
Yeah, they just don't want guns here.
Clark, were you at the Grassy Knoll this week?
Oh, God.
No.
Waiting for JFK?
No, I heard about that.
Please.
That
what happened?
Did you get any clips of this?
No.
Oh, all right. Let me look.
Do you have an iPad? Do you want one? I've got one over here if you need one.
You can't use Clark's because he's watching the game.
Yeah.
I can just tell you what happened.
Cowboys are down 30-14.
Probably
going to
lose.
Oh, wow.
But there's a minute left. Yeah.
How many more games?
1 minute left.
How many more games? So it's like an hour. How many more games do they have left before the Super Bowl? Like 8?
Dude, that's the beginning of February.
Yeah, I know. We're already halfway in November.
We're about halfway through the season.
Okay. So what, about 10 more games?
I would say, let's see, 8, 9.
I'm going to be a bandwagoner. If they go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to wear a beanie with a Cowboys star on it.
How many minutes are in a game?
60.
But then why is the last 8 hours?
Because it's not continual.
It's like being stuck in traffic. It's like in LA when it's 2 miles away.
The clock stops.
But it takes you 45 minutes to get there.
If you run out of bounds, the clock stops. Score a touchdown, clock stops. Mm-hmm. Change of possession, clock stops.
Halftime?
Clock stops.
Mm.
I feel like you would get more women if you had this energy that you have right now.
Yeah, this.
Yeah?
This calming.
Like, I don't give an F energy right now.
A matter of fact.
You need to eat more sugar.
Yeah.
I've had a married woman with a baby today
at brunch.
I found that very...
That was because the baby started making noise.
Yeah.
He checked her out and was like, oh, man.
As I was telling a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the funny part, was it dead in the middle of your story.
And it was a story that... Clark,
basically.
Yeah. That Clark, out of everyone in it, would appreciate it more than anybody. And so Eric's trying to give him all the details.
Never mind.
Yeah,
you can say that person, you don't care.
If he would have told you that after that particular show that we did, if he would have told that story, you would have been like, oh, man, you would have had to go change your pants.
Yeah.
But now you were checking out this other this married woman with a babe, with a child, thinking that's instant family right now. Mm-hmm. I eat instant noodles. I can just make it instant family. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
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 Let me tell you something. Listen, I run 2 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically an Olympic athlete.
Yeah. Running 2 miles after married women with babies.
Chasing the strollers. So anyway, you didn't go to the JFK thing?
No, I did not.
Do you know what happened exactly? I just saw bits and pieces like on Reddit and stuff.
Well, do you know why they were there?
because there's some prophecy that JFK Jr.
was going to come back.
Right. Who would have been like 105 years old or something like that.
No. That would have been JFK Jr. That would have been JFK.
Wasn't that a cartoon show? JFK Jr.
That's James Bond Jr.
Oh, that's right. That was the best Bond I think they ever did, right? That what you said?
Dude, that is such a played out joke, dude.
What, James Bond Jr.?
No, yeah, you're James Bond Jr. joke.
I love James Bond Jr.
Yeah.
Horrible show.
It was great. He wore a white suit. Had a catchy theme song. Wasn't all Billy Eilish in there?
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
And you know what's funny was that I remember seeing that Halloween Kills beat James Bond at the box office.
Yeah.
And I just read, before you guys showed up at brunch, I was reading that the movie's coming on demand quicker than normal because it's not doing well in the box office.
Mm-hmm.
They should have put it out on demand to
begin with. Should have showed up on HBO Max or something.
Yeah.
Let me find the James Bond. Do you remember the James Bond theme song? The James Bond Jr.?
No, I want to forget.
James Bond Jr.
Jr.
Theme song.
Theme
But I remember
song.
It being good.
I got it right here.
I finally pulled it up here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Bond. James Bond Jr.
Yeah, it's way better.
No one can stop him, but scum always tries. Young Bond cuts through.
Scum always tries. Spies.
Yeah. Oh, it's Uncle James.
Yeah, but that would mean that James Bond has a sister or brother.
Hmm. And right. The interview I found from that deal yesterday, I can't seem to find anymore.
What?
I believe it has been pulled off a line.
So anyway, a bunch of people showed up. And it wasn't just like five or six people like that showed up at Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
It was like at least 100 to 200 people that showed up at the Grassy Knoll in downtown.
Wow.
Waiting for JFK and JFK Jr. to show up. Because apparently JFK Jr. is going to be Donald Trump's running mate in 2024. And I don't know how this didn't get more media coverage.
Because it's ridiculous.
What time was this?
It was like it was in the afternoon, like at 2:00 when people should be at work.
Oh.
They'll hear same people tell other people to go get a job.
Well, they were also saying that somehow JFK Jr. was going to depose Biden. He was going to bring like all the evidence that shows election fraud, and they were just going to reimpose Trump, and he was going to be.
How Trump's do they have Trump. That power?
They don't.
Because they're the Kennedys?
They don't. They just think that like by showing evidence that you can basically unleash chaos and everybody would be fine with it.
Hmm.
Huh.
That's the thing about crackpot theories is you gotta have like the extreme happen for it to be.
The best part was before they even before it was even supposed to happen. They're like, well, if it doesn't, we just think we got the wrong time.
Right.
Like the end of the world people.
Right. Yeah. Same thing. They're like, oh, I guess we read our calendars wrong.
Yeah. Oh, it's not the Mayan calendar. This was, I'm sorry. We're looking at version B.
Mm-hmm.
It was the updated version they did in 600 AD. This is the one that we're supposed to go off of. So we got another 10 years. So crazy. But wouldn't JFK be 100? He would be over 100 now.
Yep.
And JFK Jr., who died, 20 years ago in that plane crash?
He'd be like 60.
99.
Yeah. He'd be like 60, maybe 55. Something like that.
But you were not there, because I heard that you were there.
Oh.
From who?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, then...
Your sister told me that
you
just disappeared for a few hours, and it just so happened to be during that time, they thought they saw you on the news.
Wow. Okay.
You were wearing that same jacket you're wearing now.
Yeah, that's very convenient.
Yeah. Well, you wear the same thing all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have an old-time video camera?
Yeah, the VHS camera.
Like that lady that was like, they caught her like having recording footage of the assassination. And they didn't know who she was for like a very long time.
Well, you better be careful.
The Zapruder film?
What?
The Zapruder film.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened, Michael? That's it?
Nothing.
JFK. What do you mean what happened? JFK showed up.
They said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Donald Trump is now president of the United States. And Biden has been replaced. I mean, what do you mean what happened?
Yeah, you said Clark was there.
Oh, he was just... Yeah,
You're allegedly. Just saying I was there and then...
So, allegedly was there.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to see if you were truly
falsely
there.
Falsely accused I was there.
No, it's allegedly.
There's nothing alleged about it.
We don't know that it's false. That's why I'm asking.
I was at work.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll check that out.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Get Gomez on the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do something.
From Cheaters. Yeah. He'll find out.
I was either at work or I was at the gym.
Oh, well, we know you weren't at the gym.
Whatever, dude. I lost 7 pounds this week.
Yeah. You put it all back this morning. You ate a brunch.
That's a very unhealthy weight loss in a week, actually.
Healthy weight loss
is 2 pounds.
Oh yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you want something to watch, there's a new show on Apple TV called Invasion. And I saw the trailer for this thing, and it's exactly what you think. It's an alien invasion, which, you know, I'm a big sci-fi guy. I love the idea of alien invasions and post-apocalyptic shows and all that. I love it. And the trailer is amazing. And it released a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I started watching it. And it is the most boring show I have ever seen in my entire life. I would much rather pull my eyeballs out with a spoon than watch another episode. I'm halfway done because I kept thinking maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll get better. Mm-hmm. I'm halfway through the series. And I don't even think we've seen a spaceship yet. It's literally following people around in their mundane lives all across the world. Like, I'm talking about boring people. It's the dumbest, most boring show I've ever seen. Other than Ted Lasso, what does Apple TV have? All their shows are incredibly long, super pretentious. C has even just got to the point where I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you think they're trying to be kind of like the... do you remember what A&E was like in the 80s?
No.
Arts and entertainment. They would show just like these archaic... more like British comedies and like Masterpiece Theater.
I mean, there's
not stuff
even,
like
even
that.
Really that. That's like, at least has some class and some culture to it. Like Aaron Sorkin, and I know there's a lot of people have Aaron Sorkin. I'm not a big fan of Aaron Sorkin, but it's like if you took all of his understudies and they all made shows that are just long and drawn out and there's no real point and you're like, why am I watching this? Like I was watching C the other day and now Jason Momoa's kid, not to spoil anything, is having some affair with some high power lady. Now everyone's related. There's more people that can see. And now the seeing people are falling in love with each other. I'm like, what is going on here?
I think
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, the best thing I've seen on Apple TV is
the power off button.
No. No, is Tehran.
What is that?
It's about these Israeli Mossad agents that are in Iran and they try to disrupt
Is that a new
computer,
Apple product?
Like their computer network that houses these missiles and something to the nature, and she's deep in Iran, and they're like on her trail, and it's fantastic. Mm. I would check it out. It's kind of like a spy thriller. Yeah,
dare I say, James Bond?
8 episodes?
No.
Iran, though, I think it's a cool Apple product. Hoping to get my hands on that one next.
That's not an Apple TV Iran. Show, though.
It's not?
No, that's when they bought.
I don't know who's in charge of picking their shows, but they need to fire that person.
Yeah, don't fire the people that made the trailers because they draw me in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they draw me in.
I mean, Foundation trailer is amazing.
Right.
Invasion trailer is amazing. See? Oh my gosh, this is incredible. And then you watch it and you're like, what? Or maybe, you know what? Maybe they're giving the shows too many episodes. Maybe they're ordering too much. Maybe every season needs to be like 6 shows or something, you know?
Yeah.
The only one that I do kind of like is Mystic Quest.
Oh, that one's, yeah, that one, yeah, I like that.
Mythic
one.
Quest.
Yeah.
Mystic Quest. Yeah, I like that show. Ted Lasso, I'm not a big fan of because I feel like he's doing an Andy Griffith impression. So just for me personally, I don't like it. And I'm not a big fan of soccer or football, whatever they call it. But I understand how some people would like it. And Jason Sudeikis is great. But I mean, as far as their actual non-comedies, I haven't found anything I'm interested in. Have you, Eric? I mean, I think I'm pretty much giving up on C. Honestly.
Honestly. Yeah, Foundation, I'm continuing to watch it because it looks like, well, it kind of was getting better and it's kind of picking back up. So I'm watching that one because I'm like, something to watch. See, I haven't seen it since,
yeah.
I think, episode 3? or two.
Okay, so you haven't got to the part. I'm like halfway through it, and it's like, it's to the point where now I turn it on while I'm doing something else.
And yeah, you haven't missed anything. It's like,
and you haven't missed anything. And then you, when you do kind of, when they move the story along, you're like, really? That's where you're going with this?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I don't know where my phone went.
Did y'all ever watch or talk about Fraggle Rock on there?
Mm-mm.
No, but I heard, is it out yet?
Yeah, it's been out, I think. It's only like 6 episodes.
You know, I never, even as a kid, I never watched Fraggle Rock. It was before my time.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, I like the theme song.
Yeah,
I like it almost as much as James Bond Jr.
I used to, my first cell phone I could make like MIDI ringtones on, I made Fraggle Rock on.
Yeah. All right, let me find this. So Spider was born, we're not going to give away his age.
41.
But Spider was born in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to take a look back at 1980, the year 1980 when Spider was born. Again, we're not going to tell you his age.
Okay.
A lady even never reveals
just,
his age.
He just said it.
Well, I said we, as in the rest of us, the collective, the board. If you can guess some of this, I think out of anyone, Clark will probably get some of this
mm-hmm.
thing. And we won't make this a game. I'll just kind of go through this a little bit here and there. Where's the movies? I'm going to go to like movies and TV shows. What was the most popular TV shows in the 1980 to 81 season?
Mm-hmm.
There's a top 10 list.
Dallas on then?
Dallas is number one.
Yeah.
I'd have to say MASH.
MASH number four.
Cheers.
Cheers did not make the list.
No, 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 because Cheers came out in 82.
Three's Company.
Three's Company is number nine.
Damn. Mm.
Was Hill Street Blues on there?
No.
Mary Tyler Moore.
No.
No, that was too late. Like the Carol Burnett show?
No.
Happy Days?
No. I would think Happy Days too, but it's not on there.
I'm surprised I'm getting some of these.
Streets of San Francisco.
No. All right, I'll run through the list. Number one was Dallas. Number two, The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, I was going to say.
Okay.
Number three, nobody would have guessed this, but it was 60 Minutes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's been on forever.
Yeah.
Number four was MASH. Number five, The Love Boat.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fantasy Island's got to be on there then, too.
Nope. Number six, The Jeffersons. Mm. That's a great theme song. Number seven, Alice. What was that?
The Waitress. Waitress.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My grandparents still watch that. It's on MeTV. Number eight, House Calls.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Number nine, Three's Company. And number 10, The Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, okay.
I never watched that show.
That's a great show.
So you say.
Yeah, I grew up watching it. It's, you know, anything with Michael Landon in it was going to be good because...
What was the Angel show he was on?
Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven, yeah.
But the same guy who played with him on Little House on the Prairie. I always liked Michael Landon because he was kind of cool looking and he had this, we had the same name and the same hair. Popular music artists.
Oh.
I don't have like a countdown list, but just name some artists. I'll tell you if they made it on the list.
Tina Turner.
Jefferson Starship.
No.
1980.
Billy Joel.
Yes.
Hmm.
I'll give you some. John Lennon.
Yeah, with Imagine. Yeah.
He was dead pretty soon after that one.
Yeah.
Cool and the Gang. We had them on the show last year, right? Michael Jackson.
I was going to say Michael Jackson.
Has been...
Oh, that's an ad.
Hmm.
Dr. Hook? Who's that?
No idea. Dr. Hook.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
Pat Benatar?
Okay.
All right, let's get to some movies here because I think this will be good too. Oh, here, how about number one hits of 1980?
Like songs or movies?
This is going to be songs. This is not a hint. This is just the Little House on the Prairie theme song. I feel like running in a field of daisies right now.
Whatever that John Lennon one was.
Was it Imagine? Did that come out in
1980? No. I'll just read the first couple here. Casey and the Sunshine Band, Please Don't Go. Michael Jackson, Rock With You. So what are we in, November? Kenny Rogers, Lady. Diana Ross, Upside Down. Christopher Cross, Sailing.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Paul McCartney coming up. Blondie, Call Me. Well, big movies included The Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
9 to 5. Never saw that one.
Really?
It's great. Cool.
Definitely did.
Great.
Stir Crazy.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Popular movies. 1 to 10. I already gave you 3. Those were the top 3, with Empire Strikes Back being number 1.
Okay. 1980?
Yeah.
This
one's a... number 4 is a comedy classic with a comedy legend.
1980. I cannot...
Beverly Hills Cop.
That was 82.
Yeah, that's not on the list.
Or 84, actually. 1984. I know Stripes came out in 1980.
Right, that's not on the list.
Stripes on there?
No, number 4 would be Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Number 5, this would the title of this movie would be, I think, a motto for Clark's life.
Beethoven.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Any Which Way You Can.
Oh, yeah. with Clint Eastwood.
Throw Mama from the Train.
No, that was at like 87.
Number 6 was Private Benjamin.
Goldie Hawn.
Number 7, The Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yeah, that was with Sissy Spacek and Tommy Lee Jones, I think.
Okay, Schlick. Number 8, Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Okay.
Probably Burt a Reynolds. Direct to Laserdisc sequel.
No, it was the one with Burt Reynolds and they're hauling an elephant and Dom DeLuise is a scientist.
And number 9, The Blue Lagoon.
Oh. Was that with Brooke Shields?
Yes, it was. That was one of my childhood favorites.
And number 10, The Blues Brothers.
Okay, I was going to say maybe The Blues Brothers.
Now, out of that list, the only movies I've seen are The Empire Strikes Back and Airplane.
You haven't seen Blues Brothers?
Nope.
Dang, that's a really good
That's
one.
A great one.
I think it was always because, I mean, I know who's in it and I kind of get the gist of it. And I've seen like the reenactment at like Universal Studios and stuff like that. But I think just the fact that there's music, it's a musical thing, right?
Or no.
Well, I mean, it's
there's a few that songs in it.
I don't like, I do like musicals, but to an extent.
It's not a musical.
It's not, it's the most.
If Hammerstein didn't do it.
If it's a musical, it's the least musical, but it's about music, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I think that's why it threw me off. That's why I never really wanted to watch it, because it's
blues.
But it's
actually, but it's good, though. It's done very well.
So anyway, happy birthday. 41 years ago, all these incredible classics came out.
Including me.
Including you.
Now I got people hitting me up.
Happy birthday. Wow. They're waking up and seeing it on Facebook.
Yeah. Is my Facebook still up?
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
I gotta pull that down.
What?
Yeah. He's afraid of the government.
Oh my gosh.
Finding out where he is.
I just have no reason for it. I only did that for promoting DJ stuff, and I obviously haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, now he's Spider, the sound provider.
That's right.
I have this event thing that I got to do coming up soon, and I need to get a haircut. And my normal girl that cuts my hair, Stephanie, has been booked up for a while and she couldn't get me in time. Time's of the essence now, right? So how long has Stephanie been cutting my hair? Probably like 6 years now, I guess, right?
16 years.
Probably longer than that.
Because Joey told me about her when he started getting his hair cut from her.
Yeah, I'd say seven-ish.
Probably 7 years. Because before that, I was going to this douchebag, like a celebrity hair guy.
Tony and Guy?
No. It's a one-name guy that I got in through somebody else.
Ronaldo.
And no, I think his name's like Carl or something like that.
Carl.
And he did a good job. But so my last appointment with him, he kept putting it off. His assistant would call me, let's call him Carl. Carl is busy. He's going to have to reschedule you. Is that okay? Yeah. I'll have next week at this time. Sure, that's fine. So next week at this time, we come around, I get another call from the assistant. Oh, he can't do it. He pushed me off like 2 or 3 times before eventually I get a call from the assistant saying he doesn't cut men's hair anymore.
Like, did you tell him you're a lady's cut?
Yeah, he's cut my hair multiple times at this years.
Did you tell him you weigh 110 pounds?
Yeah, he knew that. Well, no, at that time
Were you wearing your yoga pants?
I wasn't.
Awesome hat?
I should have come in as a sky.
They would have been like
white chicks. I should have come in and like, oh, well, you don't cut men's hair anymore.
All you need to do is
I should have said I was trans.
All you need to do is shave and just put a little foundation on.
Yeah. I know. I didn't think about that at the time, so I went to Stephanie.
I want to see but Clark do your makeup.
I said...
dude, that'd be great. I'd love to do it.
But I said, so what do you mean he has to do guys' hair? He just decided he's not going to do men's hair anymore.
Oh.
So I said, what does that mean?
He
I had an appointment.
As much.
Right.
I tipped him really well. He can charge whatever he wants. He could charge me $100. I was paying close to $100 for a men's cut.
Oh,
yeah, but it's
for
also,
a little boy's haircut.
But it's also the money he loses out on having to
his head got too big for his britches, is what they say. And so he goes, so I can go ahead and schedule you for another one of these stylists here at the place. And this guy owned the place. I'm like, you know what? No. He pushed me off 2 or 3 times. I'm done. I'm not giving any more money. Mm-hmm. He doesn't deserve my $60 a year. I'll take my $60. Well, I guess I got my haircut like twice a year. I'll take my $120 elsewhere plus tip. I'll take my $170 elsewhere. So then Joey tells me about Stephanie, and I go to Stephanie. She's been cutting my hair for years and years and years, and I don't even have to go in and tell her anything. I just hop in the chair, and she just goes away. And then she comes back and cuts my hair. But she was booked, and I need it kind of trimmed up and cleaned up pretty quickly. And she wasn't available, so I decided I would try to find a new place just temporarily to get it kind of cleaned up. Okay. And I figured, worst case scenario, I could probably go to Stephanie's if it gets really messed up and she got to fix it. Worst case scenario, but I'll just try somewhere new. Now, no one's touched my hair in years other than Stephanie. So I find this place. It's a chain, but it's more, I guess, of an upscale place, apparently. I don't know.
Faux upscale.
I go online and I book my little package.
I wonder, could I guess?
Yes, you could.
Sure. Supercuts in Walmart.
No, is the...
Something like that, yeah. It might have been that place, actually, yeah.
Yeah, they suck.
I was going to say like Floyd's or something.
No, Floyd's sucks. Floyd's sucks, too.
I've been just Googling. I don't know where I'm going.
Men's haircut.
Yeah, best in Dallas.
But women's hair.
Right. Yeah, and that's a great thing about these places. Well, it's not really great because... They're used to like cutting the same cut every time for every guy that comes in, you know, like 3 on the side or 2 on the side, mm-hmm. and then cut the top and then bam, they're out. Me, you got to go in there, you got to do your layers and you got to do all this thing. You got to texturize. And so most of these people in these men's places aren't skilled enough to do that because they don't do it enough. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm looking up online, you know, these different blogs and this place came up
blogs.
As one of these places. Yeah, it's like top 10 best places in Dallas to get your hair cut if you're a guy. That was always like number one on the list.
Did you not think about the place you actually know someone at?
Those didn't come to mind until after I got my hair cut.
In Deep Ellum. Yeah.
I know somebody in Deep Ellum.
I thought you did.
Get a high and tight.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I wouldn't go there. I don't want to give him any more money either. The last guy, Chuck, who cut my hair, I saw him in Deep Ellum not too long ago, and he acted like he didn't know who I was. He just reminded me of that.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go egg his house.
On with the story, because it gets better.
So I go to this, I reserve online my time and all that stuff, and I just, you know, they're like, hey, would you like to pick a stylist? I'm like, no.
Why do I feel a post office experience?
No, it wasn't that bad. No.
I'm feeling it, though.
No. So this
sounds like it's going to be between the burger at House of Blues and post office.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't
much,
like that.
Much different.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very different experience. I was very taken out of my comfort zone, if you will.
All right.
And so I go to this place and I don't know what, you know, they're going to assign me to a random stylist. I sit down in the little waiting room and it's only me in the waiting room. And the girl comes up and she looks straight at me. She goes, Makai? Mac? Make it? And I'm like, is she trying to talk to me? I'm thinking this whole thing. And I'm just staring at her.
Is she malfunctioning?
I think she is.
Is she a robot?
I'm about to walk out the door at this point. I'm like, this is a bad choice. I'm going back to Stephanie, I'm coming home. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I forgot to put the L on my name. Like I typed it too fast and then I left off the L on Michael. And I go, oh, no. You mean Michael. That's my name, Michael. She goes, oh, okay. So I left off the L. And she goes, I was going to say, how do you say that? I'm like, I don't even know how you would say that without the L.
Micah.
She was very confused. And she was trying. Instead of saying like, sir, are you ready for your cut? That's what I would have done. She just went for it. So we go in and I said, hey, I'm just trying to clean this up. You know, just kind of, it's very mullety. I'm trying not to make it as mullety. Okay, I got you. She's over here cutting some hair. We're talking and she's brand new to Dallas and been here for 3 weeks and is from Tennessee, from Nashville, actually. And so we're talking, having a good time. And she goes, oh, I noticed that you got the premium package, the CEO package or whatever it's called. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, you're at.
And I said, yeah, I don't know what that is. I just tried to sign up for a haircut. I just need to get the trim. She goes, well, you know, the CEO package, the entrepreneur package, whatever it's called, the Chapter 11 package, the Chapter 11 package comes with all this. And she's going down the list and I'm not even really paying attention. I hear like hot towel and I hear like shampoo or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I said, but you don't have to do all of that. I said, I'm not here for that. I'll pay you for it, but I'm just here for the trim. She goes,
you're really trying to Larry David this experience.
She goes, honestly, this is one of the only times in my life where I truly felt like Larry David. This is a Larry David moment. This is a Curb moment. And I'm like, I'm really not into all that. I'm just here for the trim. That's all I need. And she goes, are you sure? Because I really enjoyed doing the Chapter 11
Dude,
package.
Go for it.
So I'm like, all right, well, if you want to do it, that's fine.
Well, you paid
I
for it.
I don't care.
Yeah, you paid for
and
it.
And you chose that package, so obviously.
I didn't know what I was doing.
You wanted
I was very
to get
confused.
Pulled, plunked, and everything.
He got sold on a word that he can't remember.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur.
I didn't even look at the packages. I just saw the pricing, and it looked about what I would normally pay for a haircut. So I assumed that's what I would, that was that, you know? They had a lot of cheaper packages, like $10 for like a.
Retirement package?
Like a yeah. The stimulus package.
Yeah. Laid off package.
Yeah. Unemployment, yeah. Your $1,500 stimulus.
The 401k package. Yeah.
They had like, you know,
manager.
A shave for $10 or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I figured the 65 package was a normal haircut. So she goes, I like doing it. I said, all right, fine. If you want to do it, let's do it. So after she cuts the three hairs that she cut off my head, barely cut anything, we go to the back room. She's all right, follow me. And again, I don't really know what we're doing. I'm thinking in my head, I'm just getting a shampoo and a hot towel, right? Which again, I could skip all that. Mm-hmm. So we go in this very dimly lit room.
Ooh.
Now I'm starting to get massage parlor vibes here.
Wow.
And it's bringing back PTSD from the time that I went to a massage place with Jaime and had that old Asian lady crawling over my back like she was possessed. And then had me strip, you know, take my shirt off. And I told her I had a rash and didn't want to take my shirt off. Even though I didn't have a rash, I didn't want to take my shirt off. She's like, no, just take it off. And then I told her I just needed a massage of my neck. And then she ended up doing my whole body. It was a whole thing. So now I'm getting the flashbacks to that moment of being violated. Mm-hmm. And so I walk into the room, there's soft music playing, and there's four chairs, four like shampoo chairs. And so I'm looking at the chairs, trying to figure out which one she wants me to sit in. And she's just staring at me. She's standing at the counter and she goes, no, over here. Mm-hmm. So I go to the counter. I was like, oh, okay, so what chair? Open your hands. So now I'm like, what's going on here? So I open my hand and she squirts something, this mysterious substance in my hands.
Oh my God.
And she goes, put your hands together.
Oh.
So I start clapping. No, I start rubbing my hands together. And I'm like, what is this? I'm thinking it's maybe some oil or something. She goes, oh no, it's just hand sanitizer. I was like, okay, great. Would have been nice if you told me that ahead of time. I thought there was some sort of ritual I was doing. And then she goes, okay, well, nobody. All right, now I want you to take your hand and put it in this bucket. I'm like, this bucket? And I'm looking at this bucket, and it's got this clear liquid in it. And I'm like, okay. So I put my hand in it, and it's hot.
Like,
so immediately you yank my hand out. I'm like, ooh, that's hot. Like that. And she goes, it's hot. She goes, it's hot.
Like as she put her hands in there. Like as
she didn't put her hands in there.
I'm saying as if she did.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's hot.
No, but she goes, like it's like she was confused. It's hot. It's supposed to be comfortable. I said, well, that's hot. I said, she goes, it's supposed to be relaxing. I said, well,
I'm not relaxed.
She goes, well, put your hand back in it. So I put my hand back in the stuff. And I pull out, I'm like, well, it's still hot.
Yeah.
And she goes, most people like it. It's supposed to be relaxing. I said, well, I don't like this. She goes, well, put your whole hand in there and leave it in there.
Oh,
I said, what is this stuff?
Right.
As I'm putting my hand back in. She goes, it's hot wax. Oh.
Oh, my God. Well,
why didn't you tell me this? I didn't know this was part of the CEO Chapter 11 package.
Right.
So I put my hand in there and I'm just holding on. For, you know, tears are coming out of my eyes. She goes, how hot is your shower? if you can't handle this. I said, the shower gradually has time to, I warm up to the shower.
Right.
I'm not just going in and scalding hot water. Like with the cook a frog, you have to slowly turn up the heat. So then I take the one hand out. Again, I don't know why I'm doing this. She didn't explain any of this. I take my hand out. She goes, all right, put your hand out for a second. And then the wax dries on my hand.
Yeah.
And now she goes, put the other one in. So I put the other hand in. I don't know what's happening at this point. I still don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Then she puts a bag over the waxed, dried hands. And then, all right, she puts a glove and then a bag. So now my hands are waxed, bagged, and I can't, they're just tied up. I can't use them. So now she goes, all right, now it's time to go to the chair. And so then I sit down in the chair. She starts, you know, shampooing my hair and then gives me a hot towel and it covers my face. So now I've got no use of my hands. I can't see anything. And I'm like, this is the perfect time to rob me.
Right.
Like if this is literally putting me in a corner. I am so paranoid at this point. She goes, aren't you relaxed? She's massaging my arm. I'm like, actually, I'm the opposite of relaxed. I'm heightened at this point. Yeah, I'm very
paranoid.
Very paranoid right now. Anybody can come in. You can swipe my stuff. I would have no clue.
Right.
I said, I didn't know I signed up for the BDSM package here. And she started laughing. Oh, you're crazy. You can come back anytime. I don't know if that I want to come back,
yeah,
Teresa.
Right.
I feel like whips and chains are coming out next. I do not like being cornered. I don't like being, there was a time when I was a little kid, my mom was chasing me around the house, like playfully chasing me around the house. And the entire house was clean, except for when I tripped and fell. The one little thing on the ground was a little micro machine car that happened to hit the top of my lip and split it open in two. So I had to go and get surgery, you know, stitches to close up the thing. And I remember being a little kid, they're strapping me down. They tie you down and then they put this rainbow pillow on my head. So I couldn't use my arms and I can't see anything. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, it makes me very, like, I don't like to be constricted, you know, because it makes me feel panicky. So this, I don't have any use of my hands. I can't see anything. I can't even grab the towel off if there's an emergency, if there's a fire alarm test. So
it hasn't happened yet, luckily.
Yeah. So, by the way, she's not massaging my shoulders or anything like that, like your normal tension spots. Mm-hmm. It's just my forearms and hands. I'm like, Teresa, do you think I carry all my tension and my forearms and wrist? And she goes, oh, no, this is what we normally do. It's relaxing. It's not relaxing, Teresa. I said, are you even a licensed masseuse? And she goes, no, I'm a cosmetologist or whatever they're called. I said, well, so you have to go and cut hair and then come over here and massage dude's arms?
Right.
I said, that doesn't seem like, she goes, well, a lot of people don't like doing that. A lot of stylists get mad and they leave. I said, well, I'd be mad too. I came here for a haircut, not to get massaged. And she goes, you're crazy. And she keeps touching me and stuff. And I don't like being touched, especially now I can't even see who's touching me. Might be a man now at this point. So then all that's over. And I'm like, what is this thing going on with my hands now? Like, what was the whole point of this? Oh, it's supposed to help with arthritis and it takes the calluses out of your hands. I'm like, listen, I got one callus on each palm. And that's from back in 2005 when I lifted a weight one time and it scraped my palm. And now I have a callus from it and it's something that I don't want to lose. Now I got to go out and lift a weight again. And she goes, you crazy. I'm like, I'm not kidding. So then she takes the wax off. My hands don't feel any different, by the way. They're like scalding. They're red from the third degree burns. And then if we walk over to the chair, and after everything's done, I'm like, this is the craziest experience of my life, Teresa. I didn't know I was going to have all this stuff happen. She says, you crazy. You're welcome back anytime. I'm letting you come back anytime you want. I said, I don't know if you're going to see me again, to be honest with you. And then I'm sitting in the chair and I'm just looking at her and she's just looking at me.
Huh?
I'm like, is that it? Like, what do we do now? Is there more to this package that I don't know about? And she goes, no, that's it.
Did she finally wash her hair at least?
Yeah, she washed it when I had the hot towel on.
Oh, okay. I'm like.
But I'm just sitting out. She guided me back to the chair. We sat down, or I sat down, and then we're just staring at each other. Now what? Oh, no, you can go. You can check out now. Okay. You got a card? Yeah. Perfect. Where do I go check out at? Over here in the front. Let me walk you. All right. So we go to the front. She's really nice, but not great at telling you what's coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I go and I tip her really well and all that stuff. But I mean, literally was everything but relaxing for me. Have you ever had your hands dipped in molten hot lava?
No.
Not enjoyable.
No.
Would you ever go to that place?
Who, me?
To get the Chapter 11 package?
Anybody. I would try something like it at a different place.
I can go to Stephanie's, and Stephanie gives me a hot towel and a shampoo.
Does she massage your hands?
No, I don't want that.
I want that.
What kind of tension do you have in your forearms?
She would break your hands.
I have a lot of tension.
Stephanie's a big old girl. Like, she's tall. She's got probably big old hands.
Yeah. She's not big anymore.
Yeah, she's tall. She's a giant. She's skinny, but she's like a beanpole.
Kid's tall, too.
I don't think I've ever seen the kid. I'm over at the house once every 6 months.
I did find a new barbershop that I go to. It's like a very straight, like,
so you probably get great service.
I do. I actually, this is the only good barber shop that I found in the area.
In your area?
Yeah, in the area. Right, yeah. On. I've went to like three before, then they messed up my hair. So like, I was like, okay, if this place doesn't give it to me, I don't know what place will, you know?
Ooh.
I mean, there's like veteran things on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
They're watching like fishing on TV and honey.
I bet you they cut the hair one way.
What way?
They just cut your hair one way.
No,
style.
No, they don't. No. So like I go in there and like I'm just like slapped in the face with like, you know, testosterone. Ooh. And I'm like, okay, I love all this. And so I'm sitting there and they're all like, oh, the guy comes like, you need a haircut? And I was like, yes. So then I go and sit down. So he's like, oh, you watch football? No. I was like, no, I don't. I don't watch any sports. Oh, okay.
Oh, you're one of them sissy boys. Right. That's what he said.
That's what I was waiting. That's what I was waiting for. But no, like we're talking about other things. So
RuPaul.
No, not RuPaul.
No, that'd be great.
I don't even know what I talked about now. Just like random things about, I don't know. Anyways. But by the end of it, like, he gave me a massage on my shoulders, and I'm like,
and it went down too far.
he slapped you in the face. No, he didn't go far down. He didn't go down enough. I'm like, okay. And I thought that was it, right? Not like a long ass massage, but just like, yeah. Now this is what came next. So like, he pulled out like a handheld like massage thing, like the one I kind of. Beat your back or whatever.
And like it has the weird arms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And use that, I'm all like, okay. And even though like, this guy waiting, he was all like, what's all that?
He probably thought that you, out of all his clientele for the week, would enjoy that the most.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
He probably went home and told his wife, honey, I tried out that your new massager on this sissy boy I came in today.
He loved it. Yeah.
He tipped me 20%.
Right. No, but that's the only place that I've...
Did you have to pledge allegiance to Trump when you walked in?
I thought I was going to have to, but...
And JFK Jr.?
Like, luckily, I did not have to do
JFK
that.
Jr.
Yeah. But no, but that's the only place I found that really cuts, you know, good hair, so...
So, if JFK Jr. is still alive, how do they explain the plane crash? Did Amelia Earhart find him?
You're going to have to read up on that yourself.
We just need to get one of those people in here.
Contact
your barbershop, Eric. I'm sure one of those guys showed up.
Oh, right. Definitely.
I have
the
name of the person that I had the interview for earlier. I could find something. She was crazy as hell, though.
All right. I think that's it for today. We got happy birthday, Spider.
Yeah, happy birthday.
This is not 100% official, but I'm pretty sure we're not going to do a Twerksgiving this year again.
Aw.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
Can't help but just breaks out in the studio.
Right. Go ahead, Eric.
What?
Never mind. What?
What?
No, he said
that was a lot this morning. What?
Yeah. I can't hear you.
I feel like Eric was at the end of the table.
Well, that, and I think you were right below a speaker.
Well, that, and then also, like, I mean, when you talk away from me and your whole body's like turned away like this, I mean, I'm not gonna be able to hear no sound if you're talking like, you know, to the right.
Yeah. Eric would say what every 3 seconds. Because he couldn't hear the story. And so I would, it's like an old man that sit at the table, and I would turn around and be like, I'm telling him about the boat story. And he would go, the boat story. Just like the key, like an old couple with the old lady. Honey, I was telling about Ronnie. Oh, yeah, Ronnie. Ronnie, that's a good guy, Ronnie. What? I was telling about the trash man. Oh, yeah, the story about trash, that's a good story. That's what was going on in brunch this morning. Anyway, I think we're going to replay a Twerksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's 15 years of MZ. So why don't we rehash some of these older episodes on these times, during the times that we're off. We're going to be off during Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play a Twerksgiving episode there, a full episode. And then I was thinking maybe we should do the Twerkmas episode around Christmas. We'll do some special Christmas events because it is the 15-year anniversary. So we've done a lot of Christmas stuff over the year. Might as well make a little thing about it. And I'm excited about Dexter. Next week, we'll talk about the first episode of season, whatever it is.
17.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. That's Always Sunny. that's coming back, too, in a couple weeks.
I'm happy to see that Dexter is a lumber sexual.
Excuse me?
Yes.
What does that mean?
A guy that his preference is to dress as a lumberjack attire.
But he actually is a lumberjack, though.
I know, but
it's not a preference. That's like the clothes that
that's
you wear.
His job.
That's like saying I prefer people that dress like police officers, but they dress it because that's their uniform. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's not they chose to dress that way.
He did because he moved there from
Yeah, but that's the only jobs Florida. They have there. You know, what else are you going to be? I like people that
you can
dress
go fishing.
Like a plumber. Well, you'd wear the same thing as a fisherman.
No.
Just maybe with a little bucket hat.
A bucket hat. A fedora.
That's my next hat. I'm going to buy me a bucket hat. I'm going to get into ska music next week. Break it down. We'll see you guys next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.